So, hello, 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 and a massive hello to everybody. How's everybody doing? Hope we're all having a great day. This is 50 Pips rocking and rolling, 17th of October, 2017. No trade calls or no recommendations or response for their own stuff. We're here for educational purpose only. So what's happening? Well, not an awful lot as we continue to watch paint dry. So again, we'll have to see what happens. We discussed a bunch of stuff in the weekly Outlook video, so I'd encourage you to take a look at that if you missed it. I mean, essentially what's going on, not a lot, right? We saw a couple of interesting people post some interesting stats on Twitter. And, you know, basically before this year we had, I can't remember, it was like the SPX went 47 continuous years without a 21-day realized vol close under four. And yesterday was our fifth day in a row. So, you know, pretty crazy, really. And on the NASDAQ, we had basically 61 new all-time highs in 1917 for the NASDAQ 100. And that's only one away from the record set in 1999 with 62 all-time highs being set in the same year. So again, the market is just continuing that grind higher on extremely low vols. You know, the volume on the S&P is just completely anemic, a bit of a joke, really. But it is what it is. I think also the yesterday the market was reacting, a dead market was reacting on just, you know, headlines on those Taylor headlines for the Fed. Again, I don't think Trump really realizes that what the Taylor rule implies. So I would suspect, if I had to be a betting man, I would suspect that that's just, you know, a news outlet's dying to look for a headline on a dead market. But essentially that will blow off. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But the most important thing is that the market just continues to be stubbornly avoiding pricing in any geopolitical risk, which seems to be completely ridiculous. But that doesn't matter. You know, what we think the market is doing, whether it's sane, not sane, doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is price. And as long as price prints, it's real. So it is what it is. We just have to be patient. I think the most interesting chart out there, you know, unless you want to look at little weakness coming in on the DAX and on the FTSE, really think the most interesting chart out there is the Russell. We discussed it and we looked at it in the Outlook video. So I would refer you back to that now. Just really looks like it's struggling a little bit, you know, and it tends to lead. So I think it's definitely the most interesting one out there. We'll have to see how we close today, but clearly it's showing signs of weakness, right? Holding below that whole series of lows, and the 1500 mark is going to be very, very interesting. And weakness coming in, we wouldn't be surprised to see 1450s print very, very quickly. But again, apart from that, we do have steady stream of small things hitting the wires today. Carney speaking should be interesting. Again, an awful lot of Brexit news. Very, very tricky to have any orders in the system on GBP pairs with this kind of chop. And we've got Draghi speaking tomorrow. We'll have some more stuff, but really it's all about that geopolitical risk heading into the weekend and then next week with the ECB. So we have to be patient and have to see what happens. We posted one of our favorite quotes from the Money Game in the blog post today, but I'm not sure Adam Smith included boring or saw this in his lifetime. So again, we'll have to see what happens. Wishing everybody a great day. Let's see what we get. Thanks for following. Thanks for sharing. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.